Well, tomorrow is World AIDS Day, and the UN has released some data that is pegged to the event. The survey found that of the 3,500 people interviewed, 1 in 4 believe the problem is, quote, greatly exaggerated. Yeah. So what is the state of HIV/AIDS today exactly? And what does it actually mean for your life if you have the virus here in 2007? Well, joining us is Regan Hoffman. She has been HIV positive for 11 years. She's also the editor-in-chief of PAWS, a magazine that chronicles the HIV epidemic. Hi, Regan.
Good morning. How are you?
Great. Thank you very much for coming on. Probably a busy week for you, I guess, leading up to World AIDS Day, running a magazine called PAWS.
It is. It's been a very exciting week.
Well, maybe moving back a little bit, take me through your average day from when you get up to when you go to sleep. How much of it is related to the fact that you have the HIV virus?
Well, I'm in a sort of unusual position because I work for a magazine about HIV/AIDS, so I think about it pretty much all the time.
Right, but physically, I mean, are you taking medicine all the time? Are you on a weird schedule?
I am. I've been on medication since I was diagnosed in 1996, and it has changed over the years. Today, I only have to take 3 pills, and I take them once a day before I go to bed. So that's a real progression in terms of treatment. You know, in the very beginning, when I was first diagnosed, I had to take many, many pills at different times of day, with and without food. So it was a much more complicated regimen, which made it much harder to take the pills. And one of the things that's important for people living with HIV is adherence. If you don't adhere to your medication, you can develop resistance. So we've come a long way in terms of treatment, but there's still side effects of the medications, and it does still make you think about whether you're going to live or die every time you take your pills.
When you first found out that you had HIV, I mean, what went through your mind?
Well, I was shocked because it was 1996, and I'd never heard of another heterosexual woman who had contracted the virus. So, quite frankly, I didn't know what to think. I was afraid I would die. I was afraid I couldn't have sex. I was afraid I couldn't have a child. Luckily, all of those things have changed in the last 10 years significantly. But I think one of the things that's important for people to realize is that AIDS is still a very, very serious disease. And what we're seeing now in the United States is a large number of new infections with young people, because I think we've done almost too good of a job of convincing people that this is a manageable chronic condition. AIDS is a very serious disease, and I think that people need to remember that it's obviously something that you don't want to get.
I mean, this, I guess, was a question I had for you, which sounds very odd, but is it almost like somebody like Magic Johnson has been kind of bad for your cause because he's so healthy? And obviously, we want that for him, but you look at that and you think, oh, I guess this is just something you take a pill for.
Well, you know, Magic's been a great, great force in raising awareness for HIV/AIDS. I think that people do need to realize that anyone who has HIV can at any time become sick. And yet, at the same time, people need to remember that if you get diagnosed early after you contract the disease and you have access to care, and I think also very important to point out is support, emotional support. I've had an incredibly supporting, loving family. And I've also had the privilege of being able to come out and talk about having HIV in the context of, you know, PAWS magazine and the work that I do. So, you can be healthy, but you can get sick. And, you know, it's very different for every person. And there are a lot of people who really, really struggle with the stigma around the disease, and that prevents them from getting treated or getting care. And there are a lot of people who can't afford health insurance or treatment. So there are a lot of people living with HIV in this country, even in 2007, who are not healthy.
So, Regan, when you're out and about in the world, or say you're at a cocktail party, or you're at some sort of event, or maybe you're just in the grocery store, what is the most ridiculous thing you've ever overheard someone say about HIV or AIDS?
I think the most ridiculous thing I ever heard someone say is that I made this up, that I said I was HIV positive to get press or to get attention.
Wow, somebody said that to your face?
Somebody said that to my face, and I said, you know, I think I would have picked a different disease if that were the case. But people also still in 2007 don't understand how you can get this disease. I think there's still, we've done a great job of making people aware that you can't get it through casual contact, you can't get it through hugging or kissing or sharing someone's soda. But deep inside, people are still reluctant to believe that. And education is really, really important. People need to educate themselves and understand the facts so that they, you know, are not afraid of people with living HIV and so that they're also not afraid to go and get tested themselves. I think the largest misperception for people in America is that they're not at risk for HIV. We have more people living with HIV today in America than ever in the history of this disease. So the odds of you contracting it are higher. And I think people think that you have to do extraordinary things to contract it. One act of unprotected sex, no matter who you are or who you're with, what's your race or color or gender or sexual orientation, you're at risk for HIV.
Regan, we're talking about your life in the United States living with HIV, which obviously has been a real defining thing for you, but this doesn't even begin to scratch the surface of somebody living in, you know, say Africa or another developing part of the world who has no access to medicine. I mean, it must be incredibly bleak for a lot of people.
It is. I traveled this summer to the Far East. I was in Taiwan, Vietnam, and Australia, and I saw firsthand what it was like to be a person living with AIDS, for example, in rural Vietnam. And our country's done a really great job. We've committed $30 billion through the President's Emergency Fund for AIDS Relief, and we are helping a lot of foreign nations deal with AIDS. But there are still the issues of getting people to come forward for care and treatment, even in places where it's possible to get the pills and the care to them. The stigma is really debilitating. People are very afraid to admit that they have HIV or to go anywhere where they could get care. So we have to fight the stigma internationally to help people, you know, have the courage to come forward.
Your whole life professionally, I guess, at this point anyway, and certainly a large part of your personal life has been totally shaped by the fact that you have HIV. If you could click your heels and not have the virus, would you?
You know, that's a great question. It's given me, the answer is yes, no one should have HIV. But I will say this, this disease has introduced me to some of the most extraordinary people I know on the planet, and it has given me the opportunity to appreciate my life in a way that if I hadn't had the acute sense of my mortality, I'm sure I would never have appreciated it as I have.
Regan Hoffman, editor-in-chief of PAWS magazine, also someone who's been living with HIV for the last 11 years. Regan, thank you. Good luck and good health to you. And, you know, I guess have a productive day tomorrow for World AIDS Day.
Thank you so much.
Thanks, Regan.
Thank you. Bye.
Coming up on the Bryant Park Project, we take a look at the most emailed, most blogged, most commented in a new category, most watched video.
Mm-hmm. Don't say that we're not on the very vanguard of interweb technology here. We're even on the MyFace. Also, we've got a week roundup of the news in Iraq. That's coming up on the BPP.